Bible with you today, if you'd turn with us over to Mark's Gospel, chapter number 8. I'd like to read four verses this morning, bring a thought. I'll be brief in what I do today. Mark 8, verse 22. I'm glad He loves us. The Bible says, "And He cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto Him, and besought Him to touch him." Isn't that a blessing, somebody to have a burden for somebody else? It does matter who you invite to Jesus. If there's ever been a day and an hour that we need to be bringing people to Christ, that Christ and Christ alone can do His work, it is in this day, in this hour. They bring a blind man to Him and besought Him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. When He had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, He asked him if he saw aught. He looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking." After that, He put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. He was restored and saw every man clearly. And He sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You for the grace of God, the goodness of God. Lord, I pray now You'd take the Word of God this morning and do that which only it can do. Lord, I'm a needy preacher today. I need You to help me. I pray now that You'd touch lives and hearts, touch our voice today and help us, I pray. Thank You for the stirring of the Holy Ghost this morning. Would You continue to deal and minister to our hearts today? And I'll be grateful to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. You'll notice that the Bible said that after He put His hands upon his eyes, He made him look up and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And Jesus does something very uniquely to this man. He sent him away to his house, saying, "Neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town." I won't preach this morning on this simple Bible thought. I'm glad things look different now. I'm glad things look different now. Thank God there was a people that had a burden for me to bring me to Jesus. I sure am glad that when I got there that Jesus didn't throw me out, but He had compassion and He received me. I notice the Bible said that He spit upon His eyes. Don't let that offend you this morning. For anything that comes out of His mouth will bring eyesight in your life. We need the words of Christ to be put upon us this morning that we may see clearly. I'm glad that I see things a lot better this morning. Years ago, things were very foggy, but I'm glad today that the Lord touched me and saved me. I sure am glad things look different now. Now, notice this. He sent him to his house. When Christ does a work in our heart, it will always show up at the house. And therefore, I want to say things look different now. First of all, my hope looks different now. Now, I want to ask you today, do you have hope? I'm not talking about hoping that you have, but do you have hope? Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ? For in this world there is no hope, but I'm glad we that know Christ, we have a loving hope. in 1 John chapter number 3 in verse 1. Here John was writing and he said these words, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." And here's the thought, "And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." I've noticed now this hope that lives in me, it brings a purifying process. You know something, we're not perfect, but we are perfect through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the day me and you got saved, He took us exactly how He found us, but He didn't leave us that way. He changed us. And I'm glad today I've got a hope that lives in me. You may be here this morning and you don't have that hope. I know the hope giver, the hope bringer, and only Jesus Christ brings this loving hope. In 1 Peter 1, verse 1, we have a living hope. 1 Peter 1, notice in verse number 1, the Bible says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again," and here's the thought, "unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Not only do I have a loving hope, but I'm glad I've got a living hope. It lives in me this morning. And you know, a lot of times we can't stay on the mountaintop, but honey, I'm glad the God of the Bible that lives in us, when we get in a low place, it starts raising up in us. And I'm glad I've got a God that gives me living hope this morning. Thank God I am living. I'm headed to the city where the builder and maker is God. I'm glad it's something better than what this whole world knows about this morning. Oh, things look different now. Do they look different to you since the day that you got saved? You see, my hope looks different now. I have a loving hope. I have a lively hope. But at 1 Peter 3:15, I'm going to tell you, friend, I've got a lasting hope. It does not matter what you do nor what you've done. The Lord Jesus Christ can give you that hope this morning. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, I'm glad I have a lasting hope. The Bible simply says this, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, that they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil." Things look different now. Down at my house, I want to say I sure am glad that my hope looks different. People are looking for hope in a bottle. They're looking for hope in things. They're looking for hope in toys and events. But only the Lord Jesus Christ can give you a hope that lives within you this morning that passes all understanding. I want to say my hope looks different now, but secondly, my house looks different now. When this blind man had went, Jesus had led him out of town. He spit upon his eyes, and the Bible said that Jesus sent him back to his house with his eyesight seeing clearly. This morning my house looks different. Does your house look different? I want to say the wife at my house looks different. Proverbs 18:22. If there's ever been a generation that needs preaching, It is this generation. We ought to thank God that we have a home. In Proverbs 18 and verse number 22, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Many times I've taken my wife for granted. But I want to say down at my house, my wife looks different now. I'm glad God has given me a godly wife, a good woman, a woman of compassion, a woman of prayer, a woman of Scripture. And the Bible said, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You ought to reach out and touch your wife if you got one this morning and say, thank God He's given me a good wife. Now I want to say down at the house, my wife looks different. But I want to say, secondly, my strife looks different. I don't like fussing with my wife. I don't like fussing with my children. I don't like fussing with my neighbor. But I'm going to tell you this morning, there's not a perfect family in this building. I'm glad there's older couples that go to church with us. I can ask them at times, well, sir, how did you make it through? He'll say, by faith and by a lot of prayer and one day at a time. Can I tell you, there's no husband perfect. There's no wife perfect. There's no home perfect. But I know one that can straighten out the circumstance this morning. I'm going to tell you, there is a giving and a taking. The older I get, my wife looks different now. Amen. It used to be all cosmetics, but honey, let me tell you, cosmetics will wear off before long. I'm glad she got something on the inside. Somebody shake your head right now. Hey, well, I'm glad that my house looks different since Jesus touched me that day. And I've learned to love my wife. Learning, as Jesus said, to love the church. My goodness, what a verse. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. I'm glad I've got a wife by me this morning. Matter of fact, sometimes a wife that knows me better than I know myself. Isn't it amazing, the older that we're married, the older we experience the blessings of God, you even get to thinking like each other. God knows all of our needs. And if God has sent you a good godly woman, you ought to be thankful for that this morning. See, my house looks different now. The wife at the house. The strife at the house. Let's look in 1 Peter 3 and verse number 1. This will help all of our homes this morning. 1 Peter 3. Verse number 1, don't look at Hollywood, how they handle things in their life, because they don't know much about it. But good godly counsel still comes out of our Bible. In 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 1, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or the behavior of the wives. Talk is cheap. But you know what? When you live it in front of somebody, it is effectual. As Brother Mike said here Wednesday night, as people were standing and testifying and bragging on the Lord, you might not remember what that old man of God preached way back yonder, but you'll never forget the influence that the saints of God has had on you in the church house. And so it is in our lifestyle and in our behavior. They said, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning, the plaiting of hair and wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God. And let me tell you something, ladies. You can still trust in God and be a lady in this generation this morning. But there is a generation that has went out to meet God. You know how they made it in their life, in their home. They loved their husband, but they loved God more than anything. Can I tell you, they trusted in God. Don't quit trusting in God for your babies. Don't quit trusting in God for your home. We need to get back to trusting in God as our forefathers did. They trusted in God. I'm glad God's bigger than any issue this morning. Therefore, you'll notice this. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Let me tell you, it does matter how me and my wife are getting along. It affects our prayer. We need to be in harmony. Brother Lee had told me today when somebody will text his wife to pray for them, he'll go to his prayer place when he hears it. Let me tell you this morning, it does matter how we're living and where we're living. We need the God of the Bible that not only we can put our trust in, that He can bring our help again. I'm glad that His hand is not short this morning, nor His ear too heavy that He cannot hear. God can help us in our situation. And notice He simply said this, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life. You know something, folks? It's the little things. It's nice to have things. God has allowed us to have things and nice things. But those things cannot bring peace and happiness. But honey, there's nothing like having a wife and a family that you're involved with, and you can pray together and love one another and forgive one another. Can I tell you this morning, He simply said that our prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind. Watch this, verse 8, church. Having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you're called that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain from his tongue and evil. His lips, they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. My hope looks different now. How's your hope this morning? My house looks different now. My wife at the house, the strife at the house. When I was a young man, well, I'd just throw a fit and turn a table over. But you know, now some things really don't matter. The older I get, walk in, I want contentment and joy. Amen. Shake your little Baptist head up and down this morning. Oh my goodness, the strife at the house and the life at the house. I sure am glad we've got a God that blesses where we live. Watch this, Daddy. Psalms 128, verse number 1. Psalms 128, watch this. Tell me it don't pay to serve God. Psalms 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Now, verse 6. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. I'm telling you, my house looks different now, even with my children and grandchildren. And I thank God how good He's been to me. God has been good to us. And I thank Him this morning. Things look different now. You see, my hope looks different now. My home looks different now. But I will say, he looks different now. He's wonderful. There's nobody like him. How many times have you told the Lord that you wouldn't do something, but you found yourself doing it again? He didn't throw rocks at you. He just simply reached out his hand to you. Brought you into him. You know, the Lord is a friend of all friends. You ever notice how you could tell somebody something and you draw up whether they will ever tell it or not? Can I tell you, you can tell him everything this morning? Let me share if you'd come. You can confide in him. He looks different now. He's my Savior. He's my Master. He is my friend. And I'm glad I can trust Him with everything in me this morning. Won't you come talk to Him today about your situation? You know, God's been good to you. Maybe you're here this morning. I believe God can do anything. And He uses people. Won't you come this morning? We open these altars, whatever you need. Would you come today? Would you come just...